Turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Stop into Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks for a great deal. It's the manager's two-meal special for $9.99. A chicken sandwich, regular fries, and four wings bone-in or boneless. And you can add a drink for just a dollar more. Three convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through, or have it delivered. Order online at charlies.com. Get them today at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 U.S. 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood, and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to HI Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 US 19, right at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point Road, or HI Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 US 19 at the corner of US 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
All right. How are you doing, Tampa Bay? So we're in the studio today with a very special guest host. We have Jay from Jay's Treasures. We are also live on Facebook, so you can check that out as well. And we are also live streaming on YouTube, guys. So if you want to check that out, you go to Brian Cash Clause Show, and you can watch us live right here in the studio. So, hey, Jay, how are you today?
I'm blessed like every day, you know that.
All right. So what do you have going on that you want to talk about today?
Way too much, way too little time. that's where I'm going to start it. I'm just here today. I had a meeting like an hour or two ago with somebody that used to work for Disney. You know, he's going to try to get me on the Disney some way or somewhat. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
I'm working on other projects. You know, I just got a new warehouse yesterday. We're going to be moving operations to one giant location right there up the street from the Sponge Docks.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. What, 9, 18, 27, 36, over 4,500 square feet.
Oh, wow.
Fully loaded with rocks to the ceiling. Literally, I'm causing avalanches as we speak. Oh, my God. Don't do it, Jet. No,
all
but
right.
It's really magical. Yeah, we're going to start moving. We're going to organize. I'm finally going to be organized.
Very cool.
After my whole life. You know, it took me 35 years, guys. But I made it. Finally, going to be organized.
Yeah. All right. So are you still going to have the same storefront?
I'm still going to have the store. Yes, I am. We're going to supercharge it. Any of the old that's, big boulders and other stuff that's getting in the way, we're going to yank that thing out with a Penske. And then we're going to bring it to the warehouse. We're going to properly organize it. And then we're going to reselect it, put it in the proper categories, and get rid of that monkey.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So here's
Happy.
Your new ad, by the way,
oh,
in the BCC book. It is.
Guys, I'm all over the map. Literally. Look me up on Facebook. Jason Folker. I'm wearing the pirate hat. You can't miss it, guys. I go live and I liquidate tons and tons of rocks live
right.
on Facebook.
Right. So anybody, tell us some of the different things that you actually sell, like a lot of.
I sell everything. It could be, it could be amethyst, citrine, quartz crystals. It could be fossils. I got ammonites. That's the fossilized sea squids. I got orthoceruses. I got literally, you can go through the alphabet of different categories of stones and fossils. I have them all.
That's awesome.
You know, I'm friends with all the biggest wholesalers in America. Literally, they send me semi-trucks almost bi-weekly. I'm like, yo, stop. I don't got no more room. I got to get another warehouse. They're like, oh, it's coming. Two's coming tomorrow. I'm like,
right.
Oh, here we go again, guys. Here we go again.
Right.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So basically, guys, what you want to do, if anybody is looking for anything that Jay has mentioned, go check him out on Facebook, because what happens is Jay goes live showing you what, like rocks and different stones that he has available. And then you guys can say, hey, I want that, and place an order. You can either come by if you're local to pick up. Or
yeah.
He ships anywhere. So he has these big, humongous sales on Facebook Live that you do really well with those, right?
I liquidate pallets every live, literally 1 to 3 pallets per live. And I'm talking about, I'm the one that parts the treasure sea. Most people, they'll say, we got a pallet, guys, $10,000. I'm like, no, we all got to eat. So I'm like throwing it on the scale, throwing flats left and right, 30, 40, 60, 80, hut, whoa. And then I ended up having piles. We invoice you through PayPal. We also do special requests. You could PM me. Right now we're working, because it's under my personal name, Jason Folker, F as in Frank, U-L-K-E-R. So please just follow me. Don't send me a friend request right now. We're about to be launching a new name, so I could add more friends, because Facebook, when you get 5,000, it freezes.
Yes.
Adding any more.
Yeah.
And I have 1,000 waiting list of friends.
Oh, wow.
And they're still sending me friend requests daily.
Aww.
And I'm like, follow me, guys. Just press the follow button. I love a good stalker in my life.
All right.
Oh, who doesn't, right? No, so. Oh, my God.
Right. And you have some really cool stuff that everybody's really interested in now. You have the salt rock lamps at a very, very good price.
It draws moisture, yeah.
And you have so many of them to choose from.
I got little LED ones. I got large ones. They're all hand chiseled straight. This was actually, we got guard dogs, guys. We got guard dogs. No, but this is so crazy because Pink Himalayan, most people don't realize this. So this was once an ocean or a sea.
Right.
So a tectonic plate slapped back, and it created a mountain land. And then what it did, it vaporized the sea and created, and it left behind pink Himalayan salt. Layers and layers. I'm talking about miles deep of pink salt that they're harvesting out of the ground.
Oh, wow.
So they harvest it, they hand chisel it, they carve it. And what's even deeper about this is that if you Google what is pink Himalayan salt, what's inside of it?
Right, right.
It states it has 83 of the same trace elements that is in a human body.
Really?
All 83.
Wow.
So whatever was in that pink sea is in all of us around. Is that amazing?
I did not know
that. No one even realizes this stuff.
So what are the healing properties that people do use like that for?
I sell it as treasure. You know, these are dedication marks of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it shows that even on your worst day, it can make it your best.
Yes.
You know, volcano eruptions, meteor strikes slamming down to the ground, you know, tectonic plates slapping back. Mm-hmm. It could show that even on your worst day, you can make it your best.
Right.
So the stones, through all that violence, through all that negativity, through all that effort, it created something that was literally unbelievable to create.
Yes.
It's a miracle.
Yes.
So it shows, the stones, for me, they show that miracles do exist,
mm-hmm.
that dreams do come true, and all you gotta do is look deep within yourself. Because Google what's a human body made of, it'll say all rocks.
Right.
You're made of iron, calcium, silver, gold, platinum. We're all rock stars. We got to stick together.
Right.
It doesn't matter who you are. You're a rock star. Never forget that, guys. And neither will I. We're on the same page, guys. We are on that same page.
All right. Yeah. All right. So tell us what else you have going on.
All right. So we got that going on there. I'm working. I'm about to publish my first book.
Oh, that's
you know,
great.
I've been working on it for 10 years. I rewrote it over 30,000 times, literally.
Wow.
Literally. You know, any of my free time, it could have been 3 in the morning, I would read chapters 1 through 3 again.
Right.
And I would do it over 30,000 times just to make the world a better place and to know the story of a lifetime that I have to share.
Right.
So what's neat about it is that, so as a little boy, I found a Native American artifact at 5 years old buried in my backyard in Town and Country in Tampa. So my dad, he owns his own security company, and he was leaving to go out of town. He had a big job with 80 companies, with 80 stores to put security cameras in them all. So he left us, me and my mom and my brother and my sister, behind for months on end. So he gave me a white gold or silver ring, and he's like, son, never lose it. And I said, okay, turn off these notifications. Hold on, guys, hold on. Oh, whoa. I'll leave them on. It's fun. No, so then next thing you know, he gave me this ring, and he's like, son, take good care of it. I said, I will, Dad, I will. So this is a true story. I remember like it was yesterday. So every day I would go in the backyard, I would dig an upside down hole. I would drop a stick from the local branches down the hole. I would drop the ring down the stick and cover it up. I would pull the stick out. I would dig it up and find it and become a treasure hunter.
Aww.
I did it every day. My mom loved me. She's like, look, he's right there. I have nothing to worry about. Let me wash these dishes. And I'm coming right back out at him. I can see him right through the window. So then older I got, the older risk I took. So I found a set of post hole diggers. So I dug like 2 or 3 feet in the ground. I got a giant stick like this big from the local branches. I took off the side branches and I dropped the ring down the hole with the stick. I covered it up. I dug it up and I try to find it and I lost the ring.
Oh no.
I freaked out. It was the first ever thing I've lost and it wouldn't be the last. So after that happened, you know, I was like, I dug for hours in that spot, freaking out.
Mm.
And I said, oh my God, my dad is gonna kill me.
Right?
So I run inside, I regroup, I take a shower because I was literally head to toe in mud.
Aww.
And I took a shower, I went to bed, I had dreams and nightmares at the same time, cold sweats, like my ring.
Right.
So the next thing you know, I woke up the next day and I regrouped and I went out there and I stared at the hole. And I was like, you know what? The land must have moved it. So I said, you know, this is a deal. This is a deal. I need to excavate the whole yard looking for this ring because I know it's down here. I put it there.
Right.
So I started digging everywhere in the yard. Literally, you ever seen the movie Holes?
Yes.
It was more than that.
Oh,
holes all in the yard, looking like there was gopher turtles everywhere. So the next thing you know, I end up, so I was excavating the whole yard and never found the ring. But what I would find would change the world forever for the better. This is all a true story, guys. I'm about to publish a book on it. If you don't believe me, you can buy a copy. I even signed it for you. So the next thing you know, I dug in the areas and I pulled it out like the sword in the stone. I hit something. I dug it out like the sword in the stone. It was covered in mud. And I ran inside and showed my mom, and she washed it in the sink in my hands and her hands together. Like, I was like, I want to wash it, Mom. She's like, hey, let me wash it with you. So we washed it in each other's hands in the sink. She cleaned it off. She was like, you should have seen her face. She's like, where did you get this at? I said, I found it buried in the yard. She's like, yeah, right. You must have took it from the neighbor's yard. I said, Mom, I promise I did not. I found it buried. Go look in the yard. There's holes everywhere. And then she's like, she looked at it. It was not sharp. There was no sharpness to it and no point. But she's like, go play. And I said, can I keep it? She's like, it's yours. You earned it. I said, I did. So it had a Native American, badge on it, a metal face.
Oh, wow.
And it was custom made with a wooden pyramid handle with a blade on it. It was a letter opener.
Oh, how cool.
A letter opener, yeah. To me, at 5 years old, it was my sword in the stone.
Right, right.
So she gave it back to me. I put it in the side of my belt buckle holder, you know, those little slits?
Mm-hmm.
So I walked out feeling like I was like a cowboy. You know, I was walking out, strutting my stuff like, I made it. So I'm outside. I forgot about the ring for a little bit. So I started like, so I said, what do I do next? So I started crawling on the ground, and I was like hunting buffaloes with the Native Americans because of the stamp. So I was hunting buffaloes to feed the villages, and then I started getting in sword fights with conquistadors in my imagination. And I was like, and then over time, I forgot about the ring. And so then I kept every day, that was my new ring, that letter opener. And I was like, the Native Americans made me their chief.
No.
I was like, I earned it. I earned their respect.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know, I got to feed the villagers. They're all hungry. That's what I said. I said, they're all hungry. I got to feed the villagers. So I sneak in the pantry because my mom was washing the dishes. And again, oh man, she was the hardest worker in showbiz. So I sneak past her because she was going to be like, what are you doing wasting food? So I sneak past her. Well, first, before I go any further, let me tell you one thing, guys. My sister's little boy, his birthday's today. He's actually just turned 13 years old. His name's Aiden, and he's a golden child. That guy, he's a little boy that has big dreams like each and every one of you guys, and he does such good in school. We're having a big party for him tomorrow. He's watching now. I just wanted to give him a shout out. Aiden, you're loved more than you would ever know. Never give up on your dreams. We respect you with all our heart, and you are a rock star, and I'm going to show you tomorrow for your birthday. Happy birthday, Aiden. Happy birthday.
Aww,
you're
happy
loved
birthday,
forever.
Aiden.
You're loved, Aiden. So the next thing you know, after all that happened, I went into the pantry, and I was like, I was looking through all the food cabinets and all the shelvings, like, what do Native Americans eat? I'm 5 years old. You got to think about this. I'm 5 years old. I'm over here with my imagination running wild. And I'm like, what do they eat? What do Native Americans eat? I looked a little more. I said, they eat corn. So I grabbed a microwave bag of buttery popcorn.
Aww.
I snuck back outside I put it on my side before my mom said, what are you doing? You know, so I got outside. I ripped the bag open.
Aww.
I sprinkled it in my yard. And I stabbed some pieces in the ground with the letter opener.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a Native American rain dance.
Aww.
And you wouldn't believe this. Out of the whole bag, 6 corn stalks did grow.
Oh, that's awesome.
They did. They did. And they got a couple feet tall. They were called Native American luck corn. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
That's when the corn is all the colors of the rainbow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I grew that at 5 years old in my backyard.
Oh, how awesome.
And my dog Ralphie was chained up by it. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, buddy? Yeah, my dog Ralphie was chained up by it and actually ripped the corn out of the ground. Aww. So I got home from school and it ripped my heart in two. I was crying. I was in tears. I was picking up the dead things, the dead leaves, and the corn stalks are still on it. So my mom saved it, and she still has it to this day.
Aww,
so after
awesome.
That day, I was like, I'm going to grow up and become the treasure man. So mentally, physically, emotionally, I dug so deep into myself that I grew up and became the person I wanted to be as a little boy. Can you hear me, guys? Can you hear me ringing it? So that's what it shows you guys. It shows that miracles do exist, that dreams do come true, and all you got to do is just never give up on them. So that's a whole spiel. 8 years old, I did a backflip in a pool. I cracked my head open and got 12 staples. And I actually forgot I found the letter opener.
Oh, wow.
After that day. So at 22 years old, I got struck by lightning. And because, you know, my ADD, ADHD was in full effect. Like, I'm a solar flare of excitement. So what happened was, after I got struck by lightning, it was the only thing that knocked me down and had me knock out and wake back up, smoking, walking sideways. So after that happened, I went back to my house, and for like a month, I was real slow motion. And I was regrouping, going through all my junk drawers and everything, and I found the letter opener in the back of it. Aww. I said, what is this? And I remembered, it woke up my brain, that I found that, and it was my first major find.
Aww.
And I said, I am the treasure man. And I started running to my goal even faster. And I started with the garage sales. And then from garage sales, I went to flea markets. From flea markets, I was the best salesperson they've ever seen because of the hat in my mouth. I had the mouth of the South and the eye of the tiger. And then from there, it was on like Donkey Kong, and I ended up getting a store. On State Road 580, and then that was a thrift store. When I was closing it, I ended up opening a rock shop on the Sponge Docks in Tarpon Springs, and now I have a giant warehouse where I liquidate rocks live on Facebook. I'm one of the busiest salespeople on Facebook Lives. If you don't believe me, try me, guys. Google Jason Folker, Facebook, F as in Frank, U-L-K-E-R. Go Google me, follow me on Facebook, watch the excitement. We ship to anybody in the country, PayPal invoicing, we'll liquidate, we'll do store starter kits, we'll do anything your heart desires. And one more cool thing about that is that I do a lot of promotions and events. We're actually doing a golden ticket event. So every time people buy on my lives for that show, I give away 5 golden tickets.
Oh, cool.
I'm gonna drop them inside the boxes. Whoever gets a golden ticket, they post it that they got Jay's Treasures golden ticket.
Oh, cool.
And whoever posts it and gets it, I give them a free gift.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's the bonus on a bonus, the golden ticket.
Oh, that's very
cool.
So
that's what I do. I liquidate. We sell flats by the piece, by the kilo, by the pound, by the boatload. So it's just, hey, you're only one rock away from becoming a rock star. So yeah, that's where I'm at, you know. And so now I'm doing that. Oh, one more cool thing. Look at this. So you won't believe this. Look what I got in the mail today. This I got in the mail today is from... Can you guys read it? Orlando International Film Festival.
Oh, cool.
Yes, somebody, no lie, somebody donated thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars under my name.
Oh, wow.
And to the Martin Luther King Foundation.
Very cool.
And they said I donated it. They put my name on the donation paper for that was the thing. And they invited me as a guest for the International Film Festival.
Oh, wow.
So
real quick, can I just do this?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're good.
All right, that's too loud. Hey, Russell, are you there?
Sorry.
Hey, Russell, what's up, buddy? Good. We got Jay, the treasure man.
What's up, buddy?
I just heard.
Right. So say hello. Your dad...
exciting, huh? How about them gold tickets?
Hey, you know, hey, anybody can get the gold tickets, guys. It's going to be like Willy Wonka without the chocolate factory. definitely going to be exciting. What do you do? What do you do?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. What do you do for a living, or what do you... What do you what kind of do you have a company you represent, or?
Well, I got to make this brief. I'm with my stepson. We're taking him out to the park today. But I just dropped in because today marks 15 years that I've known Brian Cash.
Oh, how cool is that? 15 years with the Brian Master. Yeah, he's a good guy, man. He's
a good guy.
He has my heart for sure, all my heart. He's a really good guy. He has a heart of gold, and he just wants to help out. And that's we got to be around people like that. You know, you got to be around people you want to be around. Winners that want to help you to grow and be blessed like they are. You know.
Very good. Hey, Russ, just thank you for being on. What's your stepson's name?
His name's Omari.
Let me say hello to him. How old is he?
He's not here right now. I'm with his mother right now, but that's why I had to make this quick. I'm getting ready to go to the park with him. I just stepped aside to talk to you. I had to make a call.
All right, buddy. Well, it's God bless you, Russell.
Hey, thanks for being a friend, Brian. You've
always
been there for me, and today marks 15 years of friendship.
Well, there you go. We've got to mark that down. It's a big day. It's a celebration.
It's only the beginning.
It sure is.
It's a good start.
It is a good start.
Anyhow, all right, love you, Russell.
Nice meeting you. Have a great day, Russell. Thank you. Thank you, Russell.
Yeah, so then what I wanted to say is, Jay, you know, you bring joy wherever you go. And when I think of that word joy, right, I think of you. Because, and then what happens is you see the sunshine, right? Sometimes, like in life, there's clouds, right? Yeah. What are dark clouds do? They block the sunshine, right? But if you can figure out what those dark clouds are, like say if you have resentment or fear or anxiety, if you can attack those resentments, fears, or anybody you've harmed where you're making amends, that lifts the cloud. What is the black cloud is that stopping you from having joy in your life, keeping that sunshine away? But if you constantly, like if the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for. And then it switches, is that the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about. Right? So where you're at is you bring joy.
I do. I do bring
joy. Right, joy. Right?
Anything I do, I think of the positive.
So there are no
about it.
Black clouds.
I blow them away. I'm too windy.
You're too windy.
My mouth is too south. You know what I mean?
Right. So you're a joy to the world. That's what the deal is. And then it radiates, too. It's the same thing in business, right? If you have someone creating momentum, example, right? Someone creates momentum. How do they create momentum in a business and bring joy to a business?
By working hard at it.
And getting results.
Giving their all. Yeah, you got to give their all or it's not going to work.
Right.
You know, you can't
talk
give
a little
half.
Closer. Yeah, but you got to talk a little closer.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, you can't just be half. You know, you can't be half mast. You got to be full. You know, if you want to be a sailboat and travel around the ocean, you got to be at full mast.
Right.
If you're half mast, you're going to get blown in circles.
Right. And then,
you know, that's exactly, you know.
Right, exactly. So think of a boat, right? A boat goes out into the sea. It gets tattered.
Yeah.
But what does the boat do? It has to come back to port.
Yeah.
And when it comes back to port, what do? They fix the sail. They fix everything.
They gas it up. They do all that.
Yeah. Right. And that's where the meditation to God comes in. It's like when you meditate or you pray or you get something uplifting, like you. Like you, Jay. Someone that's if you're around someone like you, that's like tethering the sails. Right? Because you go out into that rough sea, which is the world. And you get tattered and everything. People, you know, whatever happens. You know how rough it is out there
in
the real
world.
It is
rough, yeah.
Daily, right? So you come back and then you got to get uplifting stuff. Well, that could be going to church. That could be reading the Bible. That could be listening to inspirational speakers. Or that could be being around Jay.
Oh, my God. That could be being around Jay.
Do you see where I went with that?
Yeah. See, my grandfather was a pastor for more than 50 years. I actually wear his ring. That's his ring when he passed away. He was married for over 60 years, and this is his wedding ring. That's his wedding ring. He was married for over 60 years. He was a pastor for over 50. And he created, in the 1930s, in the gangs in New York, he created John 3:16 in New York City in the heart of the Bronx. You know, so he actually got robbed. He was only 20, early 20s, mm-hmm. and he's out front. They just bought an old theater, an old 1900s theater. Mm-hmm. It was two stories with stage lights on top. It had a balcony. It had a wooden stage, and it had fold-down chairs. Mm-hmm. And they created that into the largest Spanish church in America.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called John 3:16. He created that.
And you know what it is? It's attraction, not promotion. So what does that mean, attraction, not promotion?
You know,
what that mean? Just let me just give you the answer to that. So promotion is like you put out all these advertisements like we do and all that. But really, an example is with the lady with Samira's Bakery, right? So if you can get them to come in, because I was just on the phone. She's just lovely, mm-hmm. right? So if you can get to talk to someone, right, you don't promote it, but they get to know you. You're an example of that. Once someone gets to know Jay, they realize what a great guy you are, right?
Yeah.
So it's attraction, not promotion. And what that means is that he did as a pastor, right? People were touched in their heart. It's called the language of the heart. So he built that church not by putting TV ads out there or billboards. He did that by word of mouth and people being attracted to his words. You build something a lot by customer service, right? Yeah. It's not, you know, what I say to people is, you go through all that expense to operate your business, right? But then my job is to bring the customer in, but then your job is to keep the customer and build on that with referrals. And that's what you do. I guarantee when people watch your Facebook thing, I guarantee you bring excitement and joy.
They watch for 4 or 5 hours,
right.
And they have to go to work at 5 a.m, and they can't sleep. They say, we're not turning it off until you're done, Jay. Right. Like, who does that? Like,
I would, because I'm attracted to you as a person, not, you know.
Well, no, right. I understand. No,
I'm going to have these people come in, too. I'd like you to interview
actually,
them.
Actually, we're going to take a break for just a moment, and we're going to do our local traffic report. And it is dedicated to Jay from Jay's Treasures and also Charlie's Cheesesteaks and Wings. All right. Thank you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Come visit HI Cabinetry's 2 showroom locations in Holiday at 1832 US Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater, 24103 US Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. Call 727-940-7641, HICabinetry.com. Stop into HI Cabinetry and get 10% off White Shaker cabinets when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 US Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 US Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com. Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is the place to be on Sundays and Mondays. Yep, that's right. 79-cent wings all day on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's. 3 convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through, or have it delivered. Order online at charlies.com. That's 79-cent wings on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings. Get 10% off all standard size vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC coupon book. Visit their showroom Holiday at 1832 US Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 US Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
We're back at it, guys. The weather is definitely over. No, it's only just begun, guys. The weather always changes, and so will your mind, because we always got something to grow with it. All right, so we have a couple guests here today, a couple special guests.
Hi, yes, I'm Shay.
We got Shay right here.
I'm here for McCray's Living Care, the rooming house, the best in town, South St. Pete, 420 40th Avenue South, St. Petersburg. You can contact me, 727-557-8972. Low rent, I feed, we deliver, we drive, we also wash your clothes. We know right now this is the time the rent is up. If you need a room, a cheap room, somewhere comfortable, clean, somewhere to stay, come see me. Again, I'm Shay, 727-557-8972. The address is 526 40th Avenue South, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33705.
All right, so what you do, just to clarify it, you have rental buildings that you rent out to the people?
Actually, I have rooms that I rent out to the people.
So you rent rooms,
yes,
for people who need help.
Absolutely.
And you supply them with good help to get them back on their feet where they need to go or wherever. Or they don't have to be. You know, they could just be, you know, it's that time, they're in that area, they can just do it right there, and you're kind of an angel.
Right.
That's what you're kind of an angel.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So that's a blessing for you to do that. You know, you want to see the address one more time and the number and the name?
Yes.
And
then, it's 526 40th Avenue South, St. Petersburg, Florida. If you come to St. Pete, you look for the Kokanee Key area by the water, by the docks. That's where I'm at. Nice. Fishing area, boat docks, very comfortable. My number again is 727-557-8972. Come see us.
Call her anytime, you know, but hey, be reasonable, guys. Don't call too late. But seriously though, if you're here, and I know the rent right now up in Florida is up 33%. So if you want a good deal, if you want to be taken care of, sounds like she's a rock star.
Absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely, I'm your
so
angel.
So thank you. Thank you for being an angel.
Thank
really.
You.
I appreciate that. And so does everybody else out there.
Thank you.
So you ready, sir? You ready for it?
For the most part, I am.
Here he is. He's jumping in, guys.
Absolutely.
My name's Ken. I'm a salon owner over in South St. Petersburg. The name of the salon that I own is called Celebrity Styles by Juvie. We've been in business a little bit over 2 years now. We're located at 2236 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Street South, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33705. Again, that's 2236 Dr. MLK Street South, St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, I'm also an owner of my own hair care line. I offer lace glue, wax sticks, oils.
Right.
And again, I'm a hairstylist. So, you
down,
know, of course, you can always come
down
in and see me.
We styling and profiling. You know what I mean?
You don't want to lead into the side. Come on now.
Yeah, well, not everybody always appreciate it. Some, you know,
absolutely.
Like her, you know, they just takes their hair out every week. They think they're princesses and stuff like that.
Every week.
Absolutely.
I'm just joking. She thinks she's a princess.
I just got a haircut the other day. My beard was like out to here. I'm kind of like a caveman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I work every day so hard
that
I don't have time for it. And then like I'm like, it's time to shine.
Right.
It's like almost like my celebration. Like I'll get the haircut to celebrate my new round. Yeah. So what was your number though to get a hold of you?
Yes. Okay. Now I do apologize. My phone number is going to be 727-470-4292. You could also find me on Facebook, Instagram. My Instagram is going to be Celebrity Styles by Juvie. My Facebook is going to be Lil Juvie, and that's L-I space J-U-V-Y. I have all of my products online all the time. I post different things, different ads, different discounts.
Wow.
You mainly can find us on Instagram, though. That's why I promote that Instagram the most. You can find us on your Google listings as well. Yep.
Do you have a website?
Yes.
What's the name of the website?
The website is booksy.com, which is booksy.com, and then just slash celebrity styles, and then I'll come up.
Beautiful. And they can order right on there. Right,
yes,
on there.
Sir.
Shopping,
yes,
carts and all. Get it, yes, straight, sir, to their doorstep. That's,
yes,
cool.
Sir.
Don't,
yeah,
miss out. That glue hold your head down.
Yes.
Have you stuck? And, it works really good.
Does it?
I tried it. Yeah, absolutely. I tried it. Very good.
Do you design it yourself?
Good.
It's your,
yes,
own design,
sir,
and everything?
Yes, sir.
How,
yes,
beautiful,
sir,
man. You know,
absolutely,
that's, I love somebody that wants to put their crafts to good use,
right,
and create,
right,
magic. You know, because that's magic. Anything
that
you do,
yeah,
that promotes and grows your abilities inside is magic.
By,
you know,
all
you're
means,
pulling off magic, man.
By all means.
So congratulations on,
I,
that, first off.
That,
congratulations,
yes,
on that. Appreciate it. Congratulations for you,
thank
too.
Thank you so much. Thank
for,
you so much.
Do you have anything, you guys have anything else to state?
Yes,
about?
I would. I'm also, my husband, he's in the business. He's the maintenance. He does a good job with maintenance. He, well, the houses that we first, when we first started, because this was our focus, this was our mission, it's something that we was looking into doing. We're trying to help build. Also to prosper and in his making, my husband was a maintenance man. When we first got the house, it was out of whack, it was tore down, and my husband brought it all back together. It looks new tile, new doors, new everything, high maintenance. So I'm telling you, don't miss out. If you want somewhere comfortable, nice, and somewhere to live, come see us again. I just wanted to put that out there as well.
So you're saying everything's remodeled?
Absolutely, because of my husband. He's
for,
the maintenance.
For
absolutely.
$750 a month?
Yes, a month.
That sounds like I'm moving, guys.
Come
oh
on,
my God. Sounds
come,
like I'm
come
moving.
Over.
Oh my God. Yep.
Come over.
Oh,
that's really good.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now,
cool.
Even rooming houses want like $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
Great.
Absolutely.
And it seems really cozy. It seems,
yeah,
really quaint.
It's very,
you know,
nice.
That's,
by the,
you know,
water, quiet, low crime rate area. Don't have no problems. Come and see us. You want to live good, peace, because your house is where you get your peace at. And I'm promise you that's where you're going to be, at a peaceful state, and also with help. Because we're here to help them as well.
Do you want to say the name of your company one more time?
It's McCray's Living Care. You can also Google me, LLC. I do have, the address is 426 40th Avenue South, St. Petersburg, Florida, in the Kokanee area. Come see us.
Number again?
727-557-8972.
Thank you so much for what you guys do. I really appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you.
You're
as
welcome.
Well.
Hey, rock stars got to stick together.
I love
it's
your
pure
spirit.
Love. It's pure,
yes,
love. That's it.
I love,
you know,
it. It hypes me up. You got me going.
I don't. I, yes, have nothing. You know, to be honest with you, I have no shame in my game.
Right.
That's what my dad,
that's,
taught
it,
me. My,
that's,
dad,
it,
said, be confident, be you, be real, and you'll go places.
And just do it.
And I just kept going forward.
Just do
and, you
it.
Know, everybody tried to grab my
like
arm,
Nike,
grab my
just
leg,
do it.
Try to trip me.
No.
And you know what? I hopped right over it.
Right.
And I just kept moving forward.
Keep going.
That's it. My face always goes forward. You know what I mean? I'm like, no. You know, no.
He's the,
and
he's got the
buddy.
Keep going.
So
keep going.
We got, yeah, yeah, I do. Yeah, I've, you. It's been a lot, guys, but I've made it. All right, so we have another special guest in the house. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Okay. My name is Denise Elzey, owner of Arts and Graphics Beyond. We do custom T-shirts, signs, printing, SEO work, websites, vehicle wrap, vinyl lettering. We do custom shoes. We also, it's banners, magnetics, anything in the printing or advertising, anything that you need to move you forward. And we also bring you leads as well. We bring clientele to you. Also, we have a podcast network as well, too. It's a lot of exciting things. You need to come out and see us at Arts and Graphics Beyond. We're located in Newport Richey area, some locations in Tampa and in St. Pete, Clearwater area. Please do just call us. We can set up an appointment with you. That would be the best way to contact us. You can reach us online at also at www.arts.com. With no S, and graphicsbeyond@.com.
You got a phone number that you could call?
Yes. It's 727-486-1182. It's a new location out there in Newport Richey. So
you do T-shirts, you do stickers, or anything of the sort like that? Because I need T-shirts and stickers. These
banners,
these customers have been begging me for it.
Yeah, banners.
Yeah, I need to you know, I need to market myself.
Yes, it's been like 22 years in it.
Really?
And everything.
Yeah, I would like to get a card from you before,
yeah,
I leave. Who's interested in T-shirts and bumper stickers, guys?
Oh, yes.
I'm going to sell mugs. I'm going to sell it all, guys.
Do it all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you never know what else. So
yeah.
We're going to have a lot of cool stuff. Let's see what she else carries.
Most definitely.
So can people contract you from other states?
Oh, and you can send in stuff to them? We're online.
Really?
And we can take orders over online and ship out as well, too. Yep.
Oh, cool. So what do you think is your, like, busiest thing you do? Like, do cars, car wraps a lot, or you do a lot more T-shirts?
Mainly the T-shirts. This area, you know, everybody, you know, want to be that fashion designer, you know, especially Tampa. You got Tampa got that feel to it.
You know, yeah. hey, it's all... They always styling, guys. Yes, we got to style. Yes, Tampa Bay, yes. It's definitely busy out there, yes, TV land.
Yep, and due to the pandemic, a lot of people so starting funny. Businesses up he and everything. It's a good time. And we also have, like, package deals and everything right. like that.
Well, yeah. I think, honestly, you got a new customer in me, so I'll try you guys out. Yeah. I need a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, literally, I could probably sell, look at this, sold 3 T-shirts, sold a hoodie, sold bumper stickers. That's what they do for me. I sell to thousands of people every day. Mm-hmm. Every day.
Really?
So, yeah, literally, every day I sell to thousands of people. So these customers, these aren't just my customers. These are my friends.
Yes.
And you know, it's all love. It's all respect. Mm-hmm. And I have all these slogans that I created, like with my picture, like on the shirt with my hat. Mm-hmm. And I have like 10 slogans that I wanted it. Mm-hmm. Here, can I? Is that your, is that promotion?
Yeah, that's a promotion. Right.
So here's her company. If anybody's interested in bumper stickers, T-shirts, hoodies, and more, can you see it? Mm-hmm. See it to believe it, guys.
Yeah, most definitely.
Call her, text her, PM her. You can use 2 tin cans and a string to get a hold of a real-life treasure hunter.
Google, they can find me.
Google? So you're on Google, too?
Yeah, they can find me.
What was the name again?
It's Arts and Graphics Beyond.
Arts and Graphics Beyond. If anybody's interested in a project but just didn't know where to go, now you know.
Yes.
Now you know. Now so, yeah, we're doing great. Yep. Also, let's give a shout-out to the BBC Coupon Book for helping to sponsor us. They give it to hundreds and hundreds of different stores across 3 regions here, Tarpon area. I think it's like Pinellas. I don't know for sure. Guys, I'm not that good. No, I'm sure. But he promotes in different counties around the Tarpon Springs area. You could also join in and you could get in on the book. You can do coupons. There's even a coupon in there for me if you're interested. There's coupons for everybody. That's you were in the coupon book?
Absolutely.
So these people that are here too are in the coupon book too. Oh, so if you want a little little deal, guys, you didn't hear it from me. I'm just joking. You did. You could even go online too and Google or give us a call. Give that call right there, that number. And you can get any questions you want answered. So that's really cool. I need a pajama T-shirt with you on it. That's what somebody just asked me. That's what somebody just asked. Are you going live tonight, Jay? Actually, I might go live tonight because I got to get my daughter tomorrow. Then I got to get her on Saturday. We got a party going on. A rock party. Right. So that's awesome. So before we go, does anybody have any more questions? Or does anybody have any more, like, what's your goals? What's your goals for the future? What do you feel like you want to, like, where do you want to go to? Where do you want to reach to? Do you want to get inside Walmarts and be in all the stores across America?
Nationwide.
Of course. Right now, I'm already inside of one of the hair stores located out in
South. Are you?
Yes, sir. I'm in Wow Beauty Supply.
Talk to your microphone.
Okay.
No, just a microphone. Oh. It's good. We're good. Okay. So, you're already in one store?
Yes, sir. Actually, my products are in Wild Beauty Supply, located over in South St. Petersburg, Florida, off of 49th Street and 22nd Avenue South. You can go in there and ask them for the celebrity style adhesive, the wax stick, all of my products are listed in that store right now. So
that's a blessing.
Yes, you know, sir.
And it's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning.
That's it? You said 2 years you've only been in it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. And you're already in a store?
Yes, sir. And actually, I've only been promoting those products for about 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, you congratulations, first off.
Congratulations.
You know, that's amazing. And you know, think about that. You know, from 3 to 4 weeks in a dream, within 3 to 4 weeks with a dream, he made it a reality.
Yes, sir.
And made it into a store.
Of a store already.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's a miracle if I ever heard one.
Yes, sir. Actually, I just kind of had got that contract not too long ago, thanks to some close people down in my city. you know. So that's only one store. We're trying to get 1,000 stores. You know what I mean? I'm going to be nationwide with it. Again, I'm located down in South St. Pete at 2236 Dr. MLK Street South. My phone number is 727-470-4292.
All right, that's cool. You know, I'm gonna say a little thing about what I'm doing here for the near future. So I just bought. So I do a lot for the community. I try my best to. You know, it's hard. You know, when you're running a business. Well, think about it. You're trying to guard a business, keep the lights on, keep it afloat, but you still want to help the community or somebody that needs a little love or a little hug. Everybody needs a hug, man. Gravity could do it every day to you, but it's just don't feel the same without that warmth. Yeah. So with that in mind, I actually bought out a giant costume collection. Mm-hmm. And over 350 costumes, mostly kids from ages 4 to 12. Okay. And you never guess what I'm going to do with them all. They're all brand new in the package, and they're all high-end ones, like with the mask and everything, and the whole costume never been worn. I'm going to go to the St. Jude Foundation, to their hospital, mm-hmm. and I'm going to donate them to the kids. Okay. And we're going to have a costume party, and I'm coming in as a treasure man.
Oh, okay.
So I'm coming in.
You definitely are the treasure man.
I don't wear this hat for nothing, guys.
You definitely are going to be the treasure man that day.
Yeah, so I'm going to walk in there. I'm going to give the free costumes, all of them, and we're going to have a costume party for the kids one day and lift their spirit up.
That is really nice. That's nice.
Yeah, so that's just one of many events I want to, you know, get into more.
Motivation,
you know,
for the kids. That's
well, you know, it uplifts them. It gives them hope that you can keep going. Just believe in yourself. You know, even if it's your worst day, right. you gotta see what I do is I drink the energy of sadness and despair, and I harnessed it into happiness and love. Right. You know, I use it as fuel.
Right.
Most people can't handle it because it gets them sick to their stomach.
Right.
You know, with that sadness and that hurt and pain. Right. So what I do is I drink it, analyze it, and then I process it.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and it creates a fuel where I just go, I just blow past the competition and then run for my dreams. That's it.
That's it.
You know, excuse me, you know.
You do know that it's pretty, not, I don't want to say pretty easy, but you can always get funding for those type of things when you're doing it for the children. Last year, before school started, I gave away over 50 book bags. I ended up getting help from Walmart. I just made a proposal letter, took it to the store manager there, and they gave us probably like 40 book bags.
Really?
So,
yeah.
So cool. I'm gonna look into it more. You know, I want to get into it more, like just raising funds to give it back and do it. I'm just right. so busy, man. It's so right.
Well, that's what you build a team of other that's people that are connected like you.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to get the
work
team together, and it's going to be the dream team.
Made the dream work. That's it. Yeah, like me and my husband, I was saying too, this is something that we've been wanting to do for the longest. We wanted to do this because we want to help the community, help them build, and also to watch them prosper. Because right now, the time that we're living in, it's hard for everybody. So if we all can come together and help somebody save a dollar or $100, it helps somebody out. You know, that's our vision. You know, God did it. We didn't do this. God did it. And like I said, we got one building, and not even a week later, like 2 weeks later, we got a whole nother building.
All right, we got 2 minutes left, guys. So it was a great show. Let's promote our businesses because, you know, we got to eat, guys. We all got to eat. All right, so I'm located in the world-famous Sponge Docks, Tarpon Springs, Florida. This is the largest Greek community in America that harvested sponges for over 100 years, and I slapped a rock shop in the middle of it. So 735 Dodecanese Boulevard, Tarpon Springs, Florida. The number is 813-359-7025. All right, we're going to let these two people represent their businesses one more time, or actually three, excuse my French, but we guys, we're almost there.
Yes,
so give it one more time.
This is McCray's Living Care, St. Petersburg, Florida. The address is 426 40th Avenue South. The number is 727-557-8972. If you want a nice place to stay, somewhere cheap, responsible, come see us. We got you. And not only that, we got a roof for you, we take care of you too.
Yes, my business is Arts and Graphics Beyond, and we're located throughout the Tampa Bay area. The newest location is Port Richey, Florida. You can reach me at 727-486-1182. Thank you.
Thank you. Here's one last one, and then we got to go, guys. It was real white last.
It was fun while it lasted.
And I am Ken of Celebrity Styles by Juvie LLC. Again, my phone number is 727-470-4292. And my location is going to be 2236 Dr. MLK Street, South St. Petersburg, St. Petersburg, Florida. I apologize, 33705. Thank you.
Local's a lot better, guys. So be a local and definitely get this show on the road. So thanks for tuning in, because you know what time it is, guys. We have 12 seconds left for the mouth of the South to keep going. So, oh my God, don't do it, Jay. The show's just begun. No, guys, they're pulling me out. They're
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.